Along the Indian River by George E. Merrick. A brown-eyed child looking through the car window. Oh, baby, what seest thou there in the tide that holds thy brown eyes so close to the pane? Is't visions of wonder that to us are denied, that rise from the sea by the swift-moving train? What seest thou there in that faraway blue where ocean waves roll to the palm-tufted shore? What glimpses of beauty seen only by you? What mysteries dwell where the soft surges roar? Oh, baby, that breaker, so fleecy and white, that sports with its fellows in gamboling play, holds figures and pictures of splendid delight unseen by thy friends of the soberer day. The oak boughs that blow by the water's low marge, and happy elf's playgrounds that shake with their glee, the silver-rigged clouds and the light-skimming barge, are all heavy-laden with treasures for thee. The blue of the sea and the blue of the sky, the brown of the fields and the green of the trees, the scarlet and purple where night angels fly, are but gowns of the beings thine innocence sees. That rainbow of glory that strains each wide eye is the highway of travel for elfin and fay. Across its great arch the bright, joyous throngs fly to and fro on their errands of roseate play. Oh, baby, that goal that is circling so free beyond, and above, seest earth as dost thou. The soils and the stains thou as yet dost not see, but sweetness and beauty are visible now. And move o'er the water the clouds in the skies, reflecting again to the daydreamer's gaze, so the pureness and sweetness that shine from thine eyes come back all undimmed by reality's haze. As I look in thine eyes, O baby, I know how far, oh, how far from me is the day when, trusting and faithful in innocence glow, I laughed upon life as thou lookest o'er the bay. I see in thy gaze a wide world that is lost, a country of past and of old, and I feel as sad-hearted travellers by troubled seas tossed when turns the mind backward to times of goodwill. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.